This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with funny man Stephen Wright in just a moment. But first, the White House Correspondents' Dinner saw the President, Barack Obama, with some very funny jokes. President Obama's jokes included, "Welcome to the fourth quarter of my presidency." That was Michelle cheering, he said. "I feel as loose and relaxed as ever. Those Joe Biden shoulder massages work like magic. You should try one." Oh, you have? Meanwhile, Michelle hasn't aged a day. I asked her what the secret was. She just says fresh fruits and vegetables. It's aggravating. Michelle Bachmann actually predicted I would bring about the biblical end of days. Now that's a legacy. I mean, Lincoln, Washington, they didn't do that. The president also said I have one friend who is making millions of dollars a year, and now she's living out of a van in Iowa. Referring, of course, to Mrs. Clinton. Deadpan absurdist comedian Stephen Wright is touring all over the country these days.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen Wright.
Hey, how are you?
This is Mike. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Do you find that when people interview you, they start to talk slow, too?
No, but we can do that if you want. Is that not how you really talk?
No, I don't.
I would have never known. Could have done the whole thing like this.
Yeah, I do a pretty good Stephen Wright, but we have been listening to our listeners call all morning long with their favorite Stephen Wright lines. Do you realize that you're getting credit for stuff you probably never even said?
Oh, yes. I know. That's been happening for years.
So give us every line you ever wrote so we know which are really yours.
There's a few of them I wish I thought of. They're a really good joke. I don't even argue with people anymore. They come up to me on the street and they say, "Oh, I love the one where you said this." I just say thank you because it takes too long to explain.
Stephen, tell us about your stand-up comedy show these days.
Well, I come out and I say what I have written and then I leave. It's about 85 minutes of very surreal and jokes, and it just keeps going, and there's stories and there's songs, and it's kind of weird, I think.
So you were a favorite on the Craig Ferguson show. Now that he's gone, you've come crawling back.
Exactly. I love going on there because everything we did was completely made up, sitting there for 8 minutes. I never did that before. Everything usually is figured out. What a comedy mind that guy has. He's unbelievable.
Who influenced your comedy style?
My two influences were George Carlin and Woody Allen. George Carlin in the sense of he would talk about everyday things, little things everyone deals with, but he had a whole other angle on it. And that's what I do, everyday things. I don't have the same angle on it as he did, but just that way of talking about that kind of stuff. And then Woody Allen made some comedy albums before he made movies, and within those albums I liked how he wrote the best, like, structure of joke and stuff. So those are my main guys.
Well, the thing is, you've been around long enough now that when people show up at your show, they know what to expect. But in the beginning, did people think you were having a medical emergency?
Yeah, I noticed a pattern in all your questions. They have like a they have a little fun insult in them. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that, but now that you point it out, I guess I'm not being the most gracious host.
No, it's not bothering me. I think it's funny. I think you're a funny guy, really. But there is a pattern. Right from the beginning, they would laugh at some of the things I said and some of the things they wouldn't laugh at. So that, when you look at it like that, it had nothing to do with how I was saying anything. It was what I was saying. Oh, my God. Come on, ask me another question where you tease me within it. I think you're funny. I want to make that clear.
Okay, no, I appreciate that. I'm very, very appreciative of that kind of comment from somebody like Stephen Wright. Well, my favorite Stephen Wright line, I've told you this before, but I'm sure you've done a million interviews in between, but my favorite line is, "I used to work at a fire hydrant factory. You couldn't park anywhere near the place."
Yeah, I like that one, too.
You're just so funny. Thank you for a couple of minutes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you again.
With the very funny Stephen Wright, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
He was named MVP of both the NCAA Final Four and the NBA Finals.
Worthy follows it in for 35 points.
He's a seven-time NBA All-Star who won three championships with the LA Lakers, all on his way to the NBA Hall of Fame. So, where is James Worthy now? These days, James is the outspoken host of the Lakers pre- and post-game shows. He's also CEO of Worthy Enterprises, and he's chairman of the James Worthy Foundation, helping at-risk youth and military veterans. But James still made time to beam into Star Trek The Next Generation as a Klingon.
I will feed him.
And the Emmy goes to... I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. See it in theaters May 1st.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is there an easy way to make the right first impression? Absolutely. It's as simple as four little words. First off, go for a handshake, give them direct eye contact, and then go for the gold. Here's the social science of it.
I think you should listen to this.
Social psychologists advise that civilities are important as a way to come across as non-threatening in a power-hungry world. When you meet someone, you could use the ubiquitous, how are you? But it's smarter to say, nice to see you, as you look in the eye.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
What's the cheap psychological trick? People like people who make them feel good, and those four little words, nice to see you, do just that. It's the perfect way to make the right first impression because you've impacted most of their senses and decreased their anxiety. They love you already. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.